Hey, beautiful lady. Have you ever heard of a trauma-informed therapist? Do you know the difference between that and a regular therapist? Or have you ever heard of a trauma coach? And do you have any idea what that even means? Today, we are starting our fourth series called Healing Your Trauma. And today I'm going to introduce you to the two areas of mental health that are going to help you do just that. Welcome to the Stress Release for Christian Women podcast. My name's Laura, and I am a mental health practitioner, a Christian woman, and a survivor of mental health dysfunctions and disorders on all ends of the stress spectrum. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about stress and mental health from God's perspective, what mental health resources help to turn it all off, and how you can find peace in your mind and body no matter what storm is raging around you. We are going to be talking about some heavier topics that are not suitable for kids. So if you've got kiddos with you, grab some headphones or save this podcast for later. And know that this information is simply here for educational purposes only, not to replace any advice from a trained mental or physical health care professional. If you do need resources for that, you can check out my website, which is linked in the show notes below. So settle in, take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and let's learn, grow, and find peace in your mind and body together. Hey, beautiful lady. Welcome back to the Stress Release for Christian Women podcast, and welcome to our new series, the fourth series on the podcast, called Healing Your Trauma. The series is here to help you understand what mental health resources are available to help you heal any trauma that you might have. So whether or not you know if you have trauma, any of these resources that I talk about in this series can help you uncover if you do, and most of them are going to be able to help you heal it if you do have any. If at any time you want to check out what these resources are, you can find links for all of them in the show notes down below. It's under practitioner directories. And I just want to encourage you, before you ever search for a practitioner in any type for healing, to let God lead your search in finding the right help for you. He is the almighty counselor, and Jesus is the only one who truly knows every detail about your mental health dysfunctions and disorders. Whether or not it's trauma and what all the details of that are, if it is. And as that, he is the only one who truly knows what resources are best for you. He's the only one who knows the right practitioner for you with the right technique and the right time. So ask him where you should go for the right help. I think learning this information is so beneficial in getting the right help and understanding who to hire. But before you schedule a session with anyone, just let Jesus lead you, because he is the one who knows exactly where you need to be. And that is going to make healing a lot easier. Today, I want to introduce you to the mental health world of healing trauma, specifically the two main types of mental health that can help you heal your trauma. And that is trauma-informed therapy and trauma coaching. So trauma-informed therapy is within the therapy side of mental health. And trauma coaching is within the somatic side of mental health, which is the part of mental health working with stress and trauma, specifically working with your body and your survival brain. And your body is meaning your nervous system. So in general, therapy, which oftentimes is referred to as talk therapy or cognitive behavioral therapy, is an incredible way to process what you've lived through in life on an emotional level. Therapy gives you this safe space to really talk about what you've experienced in life, to feel any emotions you're carrying from those experiences, and work towards finding more positive changes in your life, mentally and emotionally, moving forward. So it's a lot of mental and emotional processing about the hard things you've lived and finding positive changes moving forward from that place. This is going to differ from trauma coaching, and that trauma coaching is an incredible way to safely release any trauma that is being held in your brain and your body, specifically your survival brain, which includes your memories, and your nervous system. And it allows you a safe space to revisit these painful memories, release any fight, flight, or freeze responses that are held inside of them, feel any emotions that you're carrying from these experiences, and allow your brain and body to let go of the trauma, which is what it takes to really heal it. All of these things are going to help your brain and body let go of that trauma, release it, if you will. And all of that collectively is the healing. And we're going to get into today why talk therapy isn't going to actually be able to do that healing work, that release of trauma in that way. But I want you to know that both of these areas of mental health can help with the overall journey of healing your trauma. So they're different in how they approach trauma and how they offer help in healing it. And they're different in kind of where in your journey, what step of the journey you might use each technique or each area of mental health. So starting with trauma-informed therapy, trauma-informed therapy is a newly emerging area of talk therapy where the therapist understands what trauma is and how to detect if you have it or not. So trauma is still this fairly new science in the mental health industry. It started kind of in the 70s, especially in the 80s. And in the mental health world, that's still fairly new. And so it hasn't made its way into all of the academic educations yet, where you see the master's of counseling or a PhD in psychology or psychiatry. And so a trauma-informed therapist is different from just a regular therapist in that they have additional training in trauma, because a master's in counseling doesn't necessarily have all of that training in trauma yet. They're starting to, but it's not quite there yet fully. And so what a trauma-informed therapist is going to understand is what trauma is, what the signs and symptoms are, and how to help you kind of cope and process with any emotions that you're feeling around maybe being diagnosed with trauma or uncovering the truth that there is some trauma there, which can be a very emotional journey in and of itself. So trauma-informed therapy is a beautiful first step in the healing, in that it can really give you the safe space to learn if you have trauma and really safely feel the emotions around that. So working with a trauma-informed therapist is going to give you a safe space to open up about what you've lived through in life, the different hardships, impossible abuses, or life-altering and or life-threatening experiences you've lived through. And it's going to help you understand how your present-day behaviors, possibly your mental health dysfunctions or disorders, may actually be caused by the trauma. And we call this a top-down approach. And what that means is that this type of therapy or this type of mental health starts with the top of your brain and it works down into your body. So it starts with the part of your brain that's perceiving that you have trauma, and then it works down into your body, which is where your actions and behaviors come from that are stemming from the trauma. And this is a beautiful way to heal a lot of things in mental health, but it actually isn't the best way to heal trauma. So the gap in trauma-informed therapy is that it doesn't include an actual treatment to heal trauma. And this is because trauma lives in your survival brain and your nervous system, i.e. your body. And talk therapy typically works with your prefrontal cortex. This is the big part of your brain that makes you human. It's about 80% of the brain mass of your actual organ, and it's responsible for conscious thought, rational thinking, logic, and willpower. So it's the part of your brain where you perceive what's going on in the world and you have the ability to control those thoughts, but it's actually not where your trauma lives. Because the survival brain is the limbic system in the brainstem, which is this 20% kind of little nugget in the middle of your brain going down into your body, into your nervous system. And so the trauma doesn't live in the part of the brain that talk therapy works with. And so talk therapy doesn't actually really work with trauma, and it can't actually heal the trauma because it's not working with that part of you. So a trauma-informed therapist is going to help you be able to understand if you have trauma, what that means for your life, and what that means for your mental health, but they're not actually going to be able to help you heal unless they have even more additional training in those healing techniques. To heal trauma, you need techniques that are specific for trauma. And in this case, we're going to work with techniques that are designed for your survival brain and nervous system to help safely release the trauma from them. And again, that is a separate education from therapy. And it's even a separate education from trauma-informed therapy. So there's kind of layers to this. A therapist has a master's in counseling. They can have an additional education on what trauma is and how to detect it. But if they want to help people heal, they have to get an even more additional education on those specific techniques that actually are going to heal the trauma. A lot of trauma-informed therapists are getting trained in these techniques. Specifically in the US, you're going to see EMDR as one of the main ones they use. And so if you are working with a trauma-informed therapist and they are trained in one of these techniques like EMDR, they absolutely can help you heal your trauma. But there's also many of these trauma-informed therapists that aren't. And so if you hire a trauma-informed therapist, you just want to make sure that they're also trained in one of these techniques so that they can not only help you detect if you have trauma, but they can actually help you work through healing it. Now, trauma coaching is a new field within mental health that is specific to healing your trauma. And this is the area of mental health that includes these trauma healing techniques. We call it coaching because as of right now, it's not part of the academic education. So it's not part of traditional licensure like therapy, psychology, and psychiatry. Working with a trauma coach is going to give you the safe space to access any trauma you have and safely release it from your brain and body, which is what healing is. And this release is going to include the fight, flight, freeze responses, any emotions that are attached to that, as well as any belief systems that got wired in to those limiting beliefs during the trauma. And all of that collectively is your trauma. So once these are released from your brain and body, you're no longer going to carry any pain from the memories. You're not going to get triggered later on because of these memories and because of that trauma. And so all of that release kind of purges all that trauma or cleans out all that trauma from your whole self, your whole mind and body, and truly heals you from that pain and that wounding. And we call this a bottom-up approach because we're going to start with your body first, where the trauma lives, which is in your nervous system and even in your survival brain. And then we're going to work up into the part of your brain that people usually think about when they think of the brain, which is your prefrontal cortex, that part of your brain where you're consciously perceiving what happened to you. So talk therapy, again, is going to start with your perceptions and start rewiring some of your thoughts and working on behavioral changes and processing emotions to get your body to behave differently. But what trauma coaching is going to do, and really anyone using trauma healing techniques, is they're going to start in the body and release the trauma from your body and from your survival brain so that these behaviors just change automatically. And there's a beautiful metaphor that can explain this by looking at a weed in a garden. So if you are planting a garden and you have this pesky weed that you want to get rid of, it's not going to help to pluck the leaves off the weed or to break the stem off the weed or even to get a scissors and to cut it right at the soil, because there is a root down underneath the surface that is producing the weed that you see on top. And if you want to get rid of the weed, you have to clear the soil away to uncover that root, and then you have to dig the whole thing up by the root so that there is nothing that can regrow back. If trauma is the root of the mental health dysfunctions and disorders, the behaviors and fears and worries that you have, you need to get to the root of that trauma. You need to get to the root of those dysfunctions and disorders and remove the entire root so that they go away on their own. If trauma is the source of your dysfunctions and disorders, they will go away when you heal the trauma. Now, there's plenty of dysfunctions and disorders that have multiple root causes, and trauma can easily be one of those and possibly one of the main ones. So if there's trauma and you go to talk therapy, it's going to kind of be like plucking leaves off a weed or breaking the stem or even cutting it at the soil with a scissors. The root of the struggles you're going through, of those behaviors, of the dysfunctions and the disorders, are not going away. And that root, that trauma, is going to recreate those same behaviors, those same dysfunctions, and those same disorders later on in your life. If trauma is not the root cause of them, talk therapy can be an amazing way to heal. But a lot of times, trauma can be part of the story. And so if you've been in therapy and you feel like you've been spinning your wheels, like you've had changes, you've made forward progress, and now things are coming up again and you're wondering if you ever were healed, or you feel like you're spinning your wheels and nothing is changing, it's possible that trauma is the root cause, and talk therapy, doing this top-down approach, can't heal trauma. And it's not because it's bad. It's not because they're wrong. It's that it's just not the right technique to heal it. I like to think of this like, if I have a brain tumor, I'm not going to go to a general practitioner, doctor, to get brain surgery. I'm also not going to go to a podiatrist, a foot doctor. I'm going to hire the brain surgeon who knows exactly how to help me get rid of that brain tumor. So if trauma is what is going on underneath the surface, you need someone who is specialized in trauma to help you heal that trauma, to dig out the root. And you're going to notice that there are certain weeds in your garden that just never come back after you heal it. So knowing all of this, how do you now move forward and hire the right help for you? How do you even know which one is best for you? So a trauma-informed therapist can help you understand if you have trauma and just kind of process some of the emotions around learning that you have trauma. So if you are wanting to start exploring if you have trauma, but you're not ready to heal it, a trauma-informed therapist is a great place to start. A trauma coach can help you uncover that as well, but they're going to uncover it and want to move you through healing. So if you're not ready to heal yet, but you want to just explore if you have trauma, a trauma-informed therapist is going to be the best option for you. If you're unsure if you have trauma and you want to uncover it and you're ready to heal, this is where I would say go with either a trauma coach or a trauma-informed therapist who has the additional training in the techniques that can heal. like EMDR and some of the others we'll talk about in just a moment. Both of those can help you uncover if you have trauma and take the next steps forward to begin healing it. If you know you have trauma and you're ready to heal it, go for a trauma coach or a trauma-informed therapist that is trained in these trauma healing techniques, and they can absolutely help you journey through healing that trauma. If you have the financial resources and the time available, one of the best things you can do to really set yourself up through this journey is to actually have both. And here's why. Your trauma coach or the trauma-informed therapist that has the techniques that can heal are going to show up weekly or biweekly using these techniques to help you heal the trauma, which is amazing. There's not going to be a lot of time, though, to really talk about that and to really kind of process this journey that you're on, which can be emotional in and of itself. And so it can be really beneficial to have a trauma-informed therapist working either weekly or biweekly or even just monthly or kind of on demand to help you process some of the emotions around that, if and when they come up and you feel like you need some additional support. If you have a community around you of friends and sisters in Christ and just amazing neighbors who understand what this journey is like and they're willing to gather around you, that can kind of fill that space to process everything. Oftentimes, the people in our lives don't have any training in trauma. They maybe haven't journeyed through this healing yet, and they don't necessarily understand what you're going through or how to support you. And so if you have the resources financially and with your time, it can be really beneficial to have both the sessions of healing and some therapy sessions on the side just to help you in that journey. And if you don't have the time or the money, I want you to know you can absolutely still heal. I never had the money to do that. I worked with trauma coaches and Jesus, and I am almost completely healed of my trauma. Starting next week, I'm going to start walking you through four of the main types of techniques that can heal your trauma. These are going to be the main techniques that a trauma coach or a trauma-informed therapist are going to use to help you heal. And that includes eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, also known as EMDR, somatic experiencing, also known as SE, emotional freedom techniques, also known as EFT or tapping, and tension and trauma releasing exercise, also known as TRE. And we're going to start this next week with EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. Now, as a woman who had PTSD, I want you to understand that even when you're healing your trauma, you're still going to have some triggers. You're still going to have these life-altering effects that trauma can bring. And you may need help in between sessions where you're healing. So I've created a resource for you that can help you turn off those triggers and really turn off that overwhelm, that panic, that anxiety, that fear, maybe that anger, possibly even some of the depression. All of these symptoms that come with the trauma are part of this triggered reaction in your brain and body. And there are mental health resources that I've taken from some of these techniques that can heal, and I've turned them generic so that you can have them on demand in between sessions to help you turn off those triggers. Because while you deserve to find peace in your mind and body permanently through healing your trauma, you also deserve to find that temporarily right now while you're on this journey. So there's two resources linked in the show notes below that are going to help you with that. One is a free video, which is one of my favorite mental health techniques for turning off these trauma triggers. It's a quick 5-minute exercise that is going to shift you back into the state of peace in your mind and body. And the other is a full membership of videos and an audio just like that free one. In fact, it includes that free one to help you turn off these triggers anytime, anywhere. Some of them are short exercises like the free video to turn the trigger off quickly so you can get back to your life. And others are longer opportunities where you can not only turn off the trigger, but you can release the hard emotions that came with it all too. So again, I always encourage healing in one-on-one sessions with a trauma-informed therapist and or a trauma coach. And I understand you might need some help in between those sessions to get through this journey and the hard things coming your way in life. You deserve to live and thrive in the state of peace in your mind and body, and God wants that for you. So if you are struggling with trauma and the damaging effects of it, please know that it's not only okay to get help, it's really beautiful. And those resources are always available in the show notes down below. I hope this episode gave you a little bit of light and hope for the help that is actually available to you to help you heal your trauma. And maybe even just to uncover trauma if it's there. I hope this helped, you know, clear up any confusion on therapy and trauma-informed therapy and trauma coaching, why some of these techniques work and why some of them actually may not. And I hope it just helps you understand, if you've never gotten help for trauma, that there really is help available for you. And if you've been in therapy in psychology or maybe psychiatry, and the trauma hasn't gone away, there's a reason for that. And it's not your fault. You're not bad. You're not broken. This is just not the technique that helps heal trauma. And I hope that this can really open you up to understanding that there is truly help available that can help you heal. There's a whole science to how it works. And that over the next 9 episodes, we are going to dive into all these different amazing techniques that really can help you heal. So whether you've been in therapy or you haven't, there's hope. There is a light at the end of this dark, dark valley. And there are amazing mental health practitioners with techniques that can absolutely help you get out of this valley so that you can stand in freedom. Because you deserve that. You deserve to be free of this pain and this wounding. And God wants that for you. So from one survivor of this hard life to another, I'm praying for you. I love you. I hope you have a beautiful day. Take care. Thank you so much for listening today. If you liked this episode and are looking for some additional resources to help you turn off your stress, including overwhelm, anxiety, panic, and trauma triggers, check out my free mental health video linked in the show notes below. In it, I guide you through one of my favorite mental health techniques for turning off all of that stress in less than 5 minutes, no matter where you are. Truly, you can turn off your stress in under 5 minutes in public, and no one will ever know. It's that amazing. Download it from the link in the show notes below and let me carry you back to this state of peace in your mind and body. I'm praying for you. I love you. I hope you have a beautiful day. Take care.